What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
As much as Kyle Hamilton has fixed the secondary and some of the issues with the big plays, I still think a guy like Dalton Kincaid could have a lot of opportunities attacking Roquan Smith, Trenton Simpson. And look, he's going to get matched up probably with Marlon Humphrey at times, Hamilton. But I do think the middle of the field can be an area maybe in that 10 to 12 yard range off the line of scrimmage that if Buffalo can be disciplined and be forced to move the ball down the field, I do think that's one area where you can find some success.
Evan Washburn of CBS joined One Bills Live earlier this week trying to help break the game down between the Bills and the Ravens. 6:30 kickoff tomorrow night. Are you ready? Are you not ready?
I'm ready.
Like, I'm. It's a general question I'm asking the public, Joe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that was for us.
803-0550 is the number to call to join us at any point. We've got no guests, all gas. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you until 2 o'clock. So, how you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? Are you not feeling anything at all right now? Matchups, players you want to see step it up. Anything and everything about Bills and Ravens is on the table for you here today, as we're pretty much here to hear from you throughout this afternoon.
Yeah.
And we go back to the lines and get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Mark in Buffalo. Mark, thank you for waiting. Appreciate your patience. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
How about you?
Hey, I'm nervous, man. I'm it's a good nervous, though.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready and I am willing. And if I have to, give me the order. I'll sweep the leg. No problem. my question for you guys were, as far as McDermott goes, if this is a well-coached game and we don't pull off the win, do we move on? Do we look at the entire season, the division, the wins, or are we tired and we need new scenery? Also, I have another question referring to the end of the game, if we have the ball last to avoid overtime, do we go for two-point conversion? And I'll hang up and I'll listen to you guys answer. Thank you. Go Bills.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate that. And I think the context matters here.
Yeah.
The way that you stated it, like if it's a well-coached game and they just happen to lose, that to me just says you have a talent discrepancy and you need to plug some of the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go ahead and shame the general manager necessarily for it. It was a tough year where you had to lose a lot of veteran presence and you lost a lot of cap.
Yeah, you're in cap hell.
You were in cap hell a little bit. You had to make a lot of moves just to stay compliant.
And a lot of them were working.
If it's a well-coached game, then I have no real qualms with McDermott at all because the context is there. If there is another moment, though, another major gaffe.
Yeah.
I think the conversation turns a little bit different. I think it ends up being something where you start to look at the pattern again and you get worried. The conversation becomes more uncomfortable. I don't want to have that conversation because it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's not one that will be realistic either.
No. I we've talked about this. If no matter what, if the Bills lose this game, I think the fan perspective is going to be the change needs to happen. Front office-wise, You're getting a lot of primetime games. Ownership-wise, you're making a lot of money. You're five straight consecutive division titles. You're in the playoffs every year. You have a talented roster. You have one of the best quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to make the change, front office-wise. As a fan, yes, I would worry about wasting more years of Josh Allen's career.
Yes.
But I think monetarily, they're not going to move on.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. You have to have someone ready to go as a head coach candidate that would be a good hire.
Yeah. That could advance. That wouldn't have to grow into the position, would be able to just take what was there and move it further.
Correct.
And there's not too many of those out there.
There's not a lot of those out there. There are more of those opportunities for coaches because we're starting to see a trend where highly regarded candidates are now playing more patiently with, hey, maybe I don't take the Jets job.
Right.
Because it's one of the four that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait. Like Ben Johnson was doing with Detroit, saying straight up, no, I'm not going to take any more interviews last year because I'm in a good spot. And I know I'm in a good spot. And if we keep doing what we do, I'm going to be in consideration again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look for a better opportunity.
And Joe Brady could be thinking the same thing. He might be taking these interviews, just playing the field a little bit, figuring out what he wants to do. He very well could, at the end of this all, say, hey, I'm coming back with Josh Allen next year. I want to do this again.
Yeah. And that's something that would be very interesting to look at overall. Because you see it all the time now with like a promising candidate, up-and-coming guy, goes to a team that's garbage, and they're still garbage. Giants.
Yeah. I would not want Mike McCarthy showing his face in Buffalo. That's not who I want to move on to.
Yes. And that's the thing, is that you need to have that, I feel like, contingency well already thought out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's opportunity to do that, because if you fire him after the playoffs, for example, after a 13-win season, yes, you'll gain all the attention of those top-tier candidates, but you also now have to wait to interview those top-tier candidates if they're in the postseason still.
Yeah.
So there's your drawback. And with a new coach comes new staff entirely.
That means some organizations.
That means Joe Brady.
Yeah. Sorry. Had to poke at the Sabres there for a minute.
But I saw what you did there. I like that. That was funny. 803-0550 is the number to call. We got everyone hanging around now here. David in Tonawanda, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. Quick question. Just want to see how you guys would make me feel. So, KC hasn't been looking good at all this whole entire year. They just been getting by. Also, with Houston hasn't looked good at all either. What would be the odds of possibly Houston winning tonight? And then if we beat Baltimore, would that basically technically mean the Bills would end up coming back home again for the AFC Championship?
Yes.
And what would the probability be for the Bills to honestly win the Super Bowl? Because I'm seeing it right now, either being the Lions and the Eagles. We beat Detroit already. So looking at it that way, I don't see how that would be a problem. But going against if it ends up being the Eagles, it could be a little bit more troublesome because of Saquon Barkley trying to make sure that our offensive line is on top of everything, making sure that the defensive side has been playing the way it is. Definitely with us being very healthy right now and not having a lot of dinged up players coming into the end of this playoff season.
So, David, I will say, let's start from the beginning there. If Houston were to beat Kansas City, if anyone remembers last year's Derek Kramer during the divisional round, that will come back out.
Mm-hmm.
18 pixie sticks, ready to go. You better win this damn game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, if Kansas City gets tripped up by Houston, I don't care how you get there.
Mm-hmm. That's my prediction. I would love to see that. I think that's more probable. Not more probable. I think it could go either way with the way David made the point. Houston's been a terrible second half football team. They've lost their leads quite frequently this season. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs, voodoo magic, they're just getting by, as he said, right? So I'm just getting by as a stretch because, yeah, they had a 15-win season or 14, whatever it ended up
14.
Being, 14. But it was 15-win
well,
season.
My goodness.
Yeah, they had a 15-win season, but by the skin of their teeth. I think that that game could go either way. Looking on the surface of it, I don't know the line off the top of my head. I'd have to look at that probably in the for the next segment. I'll look in the break. But that could definitely happen. And I think Houston will be making their way to wherever whoever wins Bills Ravens.
That said, Houston is no longer a pushover.
No.
If you look at that and they win two playoff games with a battered core.
Yeah. Without Diggs, without Tank Dell.
Yeah, like you're looking at this and you suddenly have to respect them a lot more now. They're a viable threat.
Mm-hmm.
That said, if that's how it happens tonight, you better believe I'm going to come in here with a different kind of energy tomorrow.
You said it. Pixie sticks. With the Super Bowl thing, though, can I make one comment on that?
Yes. Like
That's a little far to think
yeah.
at this point because you have you realistically have two more games still.
You still have to have two more games.
You have to have two games. And you have
against
to win
quality
both.
Opponents.
Yeah. And either way, quality opponents. Like you said, you have to respect Houston if you end up playing them.
Yes.
Yeah, I would not like to play Philly, especially we had that mentioned a few weeks ago because you would have lost. If you lose that game, you've then lost to the entire NFC.
You know
East.
A team that's been impressive, though, and how they win different ways? Let's put a little trauma back into your system. The Rams.
Yeah. A
rematch.
The Rams can
get through. They really can.
They put up, I know Sam Darnold.
They had their best offensive output against Buffalo, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And Buffalo turned out to be a tough matchup with the Rams and their receivers on the outside.
When they clicked it on, especially when that game came down to the wire at the end there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you look back and think, okay, maybe the Rams are a caliber team. They are a division winner. They are a team that won 10 games.
And they've won a Super Bowl in the last few years.
They've won a Super Bowl in
different
the last few years.
Different team now.
But there's a pedigree there.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach and the quarterback are still there.
Yeah, and Stafford's no one to scoff at. He's a great, great
quarterback. The wide receiving crew is only slightly different.
Better. You lost OBJ. Like,
and you got Nacua.
Yeah.
So it looks a little more threatening in that sense. The running game. Kyren Williams, easily an upgrade over the running backs they had in that Super Bowl. Cam Akers, anyone?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So I'm not even going to look at the NFC opponents until if and when we ever see that. Because that's a little too hopeful,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And you're going to have to play it by ear. But I think if you did have to, you know, play any of those teams, I think they're winnable games. But you're just looking at game plans from teams you've already played. If I'm playing the Eagles, I'm looking at the Baltimore game plan. Like,
yes.
In all seriousness, like,
yes.
If I'm playing the Lions, I'm looking at Denver's game plan with their defensive front.
But ready?
Like, you've played the Lions,
the
too.
Thing is that you also will have found a way to win against a team run heavy if you made it to this point.
Exactly.
You're looking at the win against Baltimore if that were to happen.
Yeah, use that game plan if you have to. But I like the...
But Philly also brags a pair of talented receivers on the outside.
Very much.
I would be looking at the Rams game. If
yeah,
that's
right.
The case.
A little more balanced of a game. Yeah,
a lot more balanced of an attack that they have. They just use Barkley in a way that he is so dynamic.
He's just an animal.
He almost got the regular season record for rushing this year, but it wasn't like Kyren Williams was a slouch or anything.
No, not at all.
But I would use that plan because there is a balance here that you have to respect.
Yeah,
I'm respecting Devontae Smith. I'm respecting AJ Brown. Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Tell me that the Bills don't have problems with quality tight ends because the league has problems with quality tight ends.
Yeah.
I would be looking at all of those and going, okay, this is going to be a little bit of a problem. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's very forward thinking.
We get there.
Yeah. You have to get there first.
Like we as a fan base, we have to get there. We have to see this team win. We have to see everything happen. And right now we can do nothing about it except conjecture.
Yep. Speculate. That's it.
That's it.
Hypotheticals.
It's all we're going in on. We'll take another caller here before we go to the break. We'll go to Matt. Matt, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm just going to fire off what I did last week, and it keeps rolling into the national media. I hate reading this stuff. I can't wait for this game tomorrow. I got one more sleepless night. but I'm sick of the disrespect that this Bills team just keeps getting. They got it last week with everybody picking Denver because of their defense, and they got silenced real quick. Now, you figure a little bit more would be on 17, but it's on the whole team tomorrow because the bottom line is everyone's going to be keying on number 22, and number 8 probably won't even be a factor, I'm hoping. But the bottom line is this. When you've got number 17, you can win any game, anytime. So let's go Bills, baby. Forget the national media. Forget the doubters. This is our time, finally.
Matt, I appreciate the call.
And yeah.
I'm gonna help out your sanity a little bit with that.
We want you to get some sleep.
if you want to watch any national media at this point, like go check out NFL Live if you're watching ESPN. Don't watch any of the other shows for your sanity, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
None of the debate format talk show. None. Because they all have to have a differing opinion.
I'll tell you
and
right,
they'll die on those hills.
I'll tell you right now. Like it's something that like actually Trevor Howard and I, we talked about this actually as I drove in today. The shame here with ESPN is the person that they really should be giving the top billing to, the person that knows ball the most, is Mina Kimes.
Mina, yep.
And she doesn't do it in a hot takey style.
Nope.
She's a breakdown style. She will discuss what is going on, why, and she will bring the stats, bring the tape, looking at something, and try to admire it.
Mm-hmm. She's got evidence.
She's got evidence, but she also wants to use it in a way that it backs up the claims, but it's not to be hot takey.
Yeah, it's not to clip farm.
It's not click farm. She's very good with that portion of it. And they really need – I really do think they need to put her on that kind of a pedestal. But it's she also does not join those hot take debate shows, if you've noticed, because it's not her style.
Right.
And that's what I respect the hell out of her for. So – there's your sanity. Now, that said, why are the Bills getting this disrespect? Welcome to the round that they keep losing in.
Yeah.
Earn it.
They have to.
Team has to earn it.
They have to win.
They have
and
to
like
win.
He said it himself. Yeah, number 17 can do it, win any game, but the whole team has to be there tomorrow.
Exactly.
The big boys in the front, the big boys on the defense, everybody. It's got to be a collective effort. You cannot let them get ahead. Like you did the last time.
Exactly.
No 80-something yard touchdown runs to kick it off for them.
No.
That set you back
not
immediately.
Not to mention.
And you were in panic mode.
That game, also the offense started poorly.
It was very bad. That was in the peak of the slow starts for the Bills offense.
Yes.
The extremely slow starts.
And welcome to the problem. What happened against Denver last week?
A slow start. You couldn't answer back for that touchdown right off whip. You got a field goal.
You got to make sure, if you're the Bills, you got to stop with the slow starts because now you can't get away with it anymore.
No. There's not next week to learn from. It's survive in advance.
Yes. And one way to help you survive is to get off to a better start.
Yeah. Get them. Get out in front of them. Make them panic and have to find you
because
that's where the mistakes are made.
Because now the Bills do not have a defensive consistency
Mm-mm.
to get away with it right now.
No.
And that's nothing detrimental to them. It's if you have to engage in a track meet, it's better to start off strong.
Yeah.
And these two offenses are high caliber. You've got to start strong. Have to. I'm not gonna bemoan the defense unless there are plays to be made. There's context that has to matter here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna be something I'm gonna say all throughout. Context matters. Context matters. Don't just look at the highlights. Don't just look at the box score. And that's my biggest problem with the national media is that, you know, yeah, you don't have the time to watch every game. You don't have time to dig into the context. It's okay. You're human. But it matters. The context matters. And that's where it is that if there are plays to be made tomorrow on defense, they have to be made.
Yeah.
Because you have players that you did reward with contract extensions. You have players that should still be up-and-comers on this squad. They got to make a play if it's there for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And luckily, they have their starters.
Create your luck.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need it a little bit throughout the postseason.
See, and that's the thing. That's the stat that cannot be measured numerically in a way, anyway. Luck. And that's what a lot of people fail to leave out. The Chiefs, 15-win season, 85% luck with blocking field, everything, right? Doinking in for the division,
How about doinking in to win a game?
Yeah, exactly.
In the playoffs. Washington.
Yes.
Washington beats Tampa, doinking a field goal in.
That can't go on the stat sheet, luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the field goal is going to go on the stat sheet.
It still counts as 3 points no matter what.
Yeah.
But the thing is that that was nearly rejected.
Yes. Luck is a force that you cannot measure.
But you can create some.
Yeah. You got to take advantage of it when it presents itself.
You can create the opportunities for that luck to show up. And that's what I mean about the defense, having to make the plays when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has yet to lose the turnover battle this year. They tied 5 times with other teams.
Never been in the losing column, though.
They've never lost the turnover battle a single game this year. Is it a coincidence that they won 13, now 14? In this calendar year? No. It's not a coincidence anymore. It's how you win. The Bills' defense gives up yards. But what do? They find a way. They create their own luck, get the turnover, and there it is. Like a ball bouncing on the ground. That is not an easy thing to corral.
No. Especially.
So there needs to be a little bit of good fortune for where that ball bounces sometimes.
Yeah. It's an oblong object.
But how do you create that luck? Ball's got to hit the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to strip it. That's creating your own luck. That's creating your own good fortune. That is creating a chance to at least get the ball and take it away.
Yeah.
A deflected pass. And all of a sudden, it's now wayward. You have a chance. How many times did we see DeMar Hamlin almost get an interception against Denver? Seriously.
And then he actually, like, at the end, almost had it.
But again.
But he was floating around it.
That's creating opportunity for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Creating the luck.
Yep.
It ends up going on the bad side, but.
But it was fourth down anyway, so.
But you made your own luck trying to get the football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You created that opportunity by having a hand, a big meaty paw sticking up there to swat that thing and change its direction, change its trajectory.
Right. Ty Johnson's big catch in the end zone. Yes, that was impressive.
I look at the touchdown Amon-Ra St. Brown scored against the Bills.
Yeah.
That pass was deflected.
It was.
But it still got to him.
Right.
So you did create an opportunity. It just didn't go your way.
Right. Like I was saying, the Ty Johnson catch, that's luck. His foot bounced up. It was the perfect time.
Oh, my
God. Like, it was, that is the epitome of luck. Because it wasn't hit. I mean, it might have been him lifting his foot up, but it's just momentum at that point.
You're
the way he hit
creating
the ground.
The opportunity because what's he doing? He's roaming about, trying to find himself
64 yards open. He ran.
Trying to get himself open. And Josh Allen has to buy himself time. Last minute.
Yep, 3 guys closing in on him.
On a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball's just a little short, so it's not a clean catch. It's not, or like a clean opportunity. And Ty Johnson has to slide on the ground, pick his foot up,
mm-hmm.
and make sure nothing is touching the boundary.
Outside of bounds, yeah.
As he has to corral this thing in. That is creating your luck, that entire play. Because what happened? Game flips.
Yep.
Now it's just done. You're cooked. Good night. Let's get to next week. Create those opportunities because they will reward you if you have the chance to get there. Be out, like, that's the thing. And like you said, you can't measure it, but you can create those opportunities.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number to call. Mitch, I see you on hold. Stay there. We got to get to a break as we keep rolling on here. Bills and Ravens tomorrow night, 6:30 kickoff. From Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here for you now. We'll be here for you at 10 a.m. tomorrow as well here on WGR.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes. Our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that, you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Pairing a song with a clip.
There's just something about this song, though, whenever you hear it.
It's the art of the game that we play here.
Yeah.
Evan doing a good job mixing that in there. Josh Allen talking about it and the vibes that happen. And you want this game at least to be close enough so that blares in the fourth quarter.
Whether they have
a lead or if it's tied, you want the vibes there.
Yeah, you want to see the Ravens having to sit through that on the sideline.
Not even
this
that.
This has become the Bills'
sitting
version of Renegade.
Yeah, it's more or less like it's about hope.
Mm-hmm. That's what that song is ultimately projecting at that point. Hope or dominance.
Listening to the the lyrics of it is like,
yeah.
Hope? Question mark?
Nope, it's not.
It's the opposite.
It has nothing to do with that, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, the meaning of the song, regardless, it has become an unofficial anthem for them in the fourth quarter. And that is what makes it interesting. You want this to be an enjoyable experience. That is ultimately what we all want out of this. Why do we watch sports? Why do we take part in it within its discussion? Because we want to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy it.
Well, and it's an absolute monster of a thing.
Us working here, it's because we're sadists. But
yes, that's right.
I don't enjoy anything you guys do. There we go.
Your average whiner line.
But why do you partake in watching sports? It is to escape the misery of everyday life. It is to find enjoyment out of something. And when you hear Mr. Brightside, when the Bills are leading in a game, or if it's close, it's going to hit different. The game will, the song will not play if they are losing by two scores in this game.
No. No. That would be
it's
rough
a
way to go out
that
at Highmark Stadium. Yeah.
And that's where I think everything comes into it, is that it is a sense of community. That is something else that people jump into the Bills for. Or the Sabres, even. By God, how awful they are. It is a sense of community. It's what's here. It's what's here in Buffalo. And you get that sense, even though the song has nothing to do with it, it's a sense of community when it plays.
That's like a wedding that's a classic anywhere you go too.
Just
why
is it a wedding song? Let's not get into the specifics about the song.
No,
you're making me lose the plot.
I know, I know. But still, like, it's a pop culture phenom.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. It's a song that gets the people going.
Yes, for some reason,
it's provocative. Mm-hmm. Gets the people going.
It's just because.
Would have thought I'd quote Blaze of Glory today.
It just sounds like happy though. Even though I think that's the point of the song in general, to just wrap that up.
It's sad, the point lyrics of the Bills playing it.
Well, the Bills play it. It's just...
it's the sound.
Just the sound of
and
it.
And it gets people going, and that connects people. And you're all standing there, jumping up and screaming and singing 70,000 strong. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So, the Bills, you better be in this.
It all started at Dawson Knox's wedding.
Yes.
Actually, it didn't. There's a story... where this happened, I believe, last season, maybe the Pittsburgh playoff game.
The Renegades sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
also, I think it was from a mic'd up with Dawson Knox and Duncan Cade.
Yeah.
And he mentioned Mr. Brightside. They would play something like, I think they played Mr. Brightside at Utah. Mm-hmm. And then it all it
so
got
Kincaid
on.
Pitches it, gets then, played. First of all, that song gets played at any wedding. So let's call that.
Yeah.
I still don't know why, but I'm not losing the plot. I still want to see the fans enjoying themselves here. And that's the important part. Go back to the phone lines here. We'll go to Mitch. Mitch, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for waiting.
So I just had a quick comment on the MVP race.
I'm out.
And you know, don't get me wrong. I want Josh to win, but part of me thinks it would be equally as satisfying if we shut Lamar down, maybe force a couple turnovers, and Josh puts up, you know, or is accountable for 4-5 scores. In my head, I don't know. I just feel like that would be almost as satisfying and would diminish, you know, Lamar's not just MVP this year, but maybe some of the previous ones and the one that Josh should have won last year. And then quick shout out to my friend Ryan, who big win at the casino last night. Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. Good job, Ryan.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you for the call, Mitch.
I agree with him, though. I'd rather see Allen win this by a large margin, account for it, than him win the MVP.
Ready? I'd even say it would be just as satisfying if both players played on a top tier level.
Yeah. Because then it's like, okay.
Because then you got great versus great, and the Bills, the team, win.
Yeah. And I don't want to diminish.
I'm not diminishing anything about it. As a matter of fact, I had to make the joke that I wanted nothing to do with the conversation of the call that Mitch had there. For me, this is all about now. Like, you are now in a place where that award does not matter, no matter what happens throughout now. Whether he wins, he wins. It is now about getting through the postseason. That's what this is. That's where we are. And that, I just want the best game possible. As heartbreaking as it may potentially be. 803-0550 is the number to call as we keep going here. You nervous? You hyped? Matchups, players to watch. How you feeling about the rest of the playoff field, even? Are you going to avoid today's game with Kansas City and Houston for good reason?
Yeah.
For your sanity's sake. There's a lot to it. But I really do think that there is something different. There is a different feeling of this team now. And it's something that I joke about lovingly about the team. They all seem like they just want to be a bunch of goofballs, mm-hmm. and that allows them to play loose.
They're playing backyard football. Like, they're with their buddies on the corner.
And welcome now to the biggest pressure cooker that this team faces.
Yeah.
And you already know.
This is the varsity squad.
Mac Hollins is going to walk into the stadium tomorrow barefoot and with something goofy on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to love it.
Yeah. And the fact that even last week he was the menace of the game is my favorite part about it.
Dude, bro walks in as Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Like Jason Kelsey.
With the water buffalo hat from the Flintstones and all.
Yeah.
And then becomes, like you said, a menace in that game.
If he continues,
he epitomizes the energy that the Bills have put out this year of wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
Wanting to play loose. And that is where I think that this team has its palpable difference mm-hmm. within the locker room, within their attitude, within how their makeup is. And I hope that it keeps leading to success because there is opportunity. And it allows you to feel a little different. It allows you to feel a little bit less guarded because they look like a team that the pressure's not on them. Part of it has to do with the expectation going into the year. But part of it, I do think, has to do with the energy that they put out. The very public perception that they put out.
They're just blocking out the haters.
They are here to have fun.
Yeah.
And we should be here to have fun. Where have the Buffalo Bills lost all of their games this year? On the road.
Mm-hmm. Highmark Stadium has been a place of fun.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Yep. And all of their games, I mean, it's...
Of course, that makes me inherently nervous next week if the Bills have to travel to Kansas City.
Right.
Because they've lost games on the road this year. They haven't...
But historically, though, they do play some of their best football in Arrowhead Stadium.
But now comes the plot point, though. You've lost zero games at Highmark. Do not make this the one.
No. You won't be able to live that one down for the season when
not,
you look
not
back
Not only
at
that,
it.
But it's also final.
Yeah.
You end your season that way. And if this is the last game at Highmark Stadium this year, make it count. And it might not be. We will see what tomorrow, we'll see what tonight brings, and we'll see what tomorrow we wake up to. What is the situation that we see tomorrow? Because it could be very different from where we are today. 803-0550 is the number to call. Everyone's been really active today. I've liked a lot of what you guys have brought. You guys are bringing in questions, concerns, feelings, everything. And I'm very happy that we're getting a wide range of topics with this game as we are now within... We're within the day.
It's not like last week where we could say we're approaching 24 hours.
No.
Because it is a 6:20 kickoff,
It's 6:30. 6:30 kickoff. So we're not going to be on air at the 24-hour mark.
No.
But
no.
We are here, and it's here tomorrow. It's the day before, and there's a different energy than as you're getting through the week.
Because that's the thing. You got to get through the week first.
Right.
Got to get through your Monday to Friday, your day in, day out. And now it's different. And that's, again, the sense of community, the sense of why do we do this. And I couldn't be happier to be in a position to help out with that. So I want to keep talking to you guys. And that said, we do have to follow a schedule. Mm-hmm. We have to stay on time. We have to stay on practice here. And I feel like I'm the only person here that knows how to do that. 803-0550 is the number to call. John, Henry, I see you guys here. When we come back from break, we'll take you guys to end hour number two of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Bills and Ravens tomorrow. I'm getting excited. The closer we're getting, the more fun I'm ready to have. And we're going to keep having it with you here on WGR. Closing up hour number two here of Sports Talk Saturday. Bills-Ravens tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Joe Calley and I will be on the air at 10 a.m. for you tomorrow morning as well. But we still have another hour here. And we've got plenty of you. Everyone that's gotten involved today, appreciate it. Let's keep going. Panama. There we go. So, as I very poorly forced that one through. Now, the biggest thing that I'm excited about when it comes to a team like this is how they've managed to make you feel like it is different, as we were talking about in the last segment. And yet there is something that is the same. The elite play under center. But even that's different this year. One of the best things statistically that we've seen from Josh Allen from last year to this year is the turnovers and the very major absence of them. And that's a big deal. This offense has been flowing in a more efficient way because of that. Let's go ahead and end this segment here and end this hour with a call. We'll go to John in Amherst. John, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for me?
Okay, two quick things. The reason why Josh Allen should win is because he lost his number one and his number two wide receiver and his all-pro center all in one shot. And I don't think Lamar had to deal with any of that stuff. And then as far as the game goes, if they can shut down the running back, I think they got to go all in to shut him down. And then I think the game is winnable because then you can kind of make them more one-dimensional with the quarterback. He's tough enough. But if they allow the running back to go crazy, it's going to be a tough out, I think. So that's my take on that.
John, I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. I still don't care to get an MVP discourse. Really, like, just it's barking up the wrong tree. I don't care anymore. But as for the game, yes, Derrick Henry is going to be a problem. You need to make sure that you limit what he's able to do. Don't sell out fully because Lamar Jackson is having his best season as a passer. He is showing that he is more accurate. He is showing that he can win a game through the air. I'm not going to, like, don't ever dismiss what he is capable of. You're talking about quarterbacks, the top two quarterbacks of that draft class in Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. If he was here, he'd be just as good. If Allen was in Baltimore, he'd be just as good. I'm not about to discredit anything that Lamar Jackson has done this year. So you need to make sure you're on your P's and Q's. Not having Zay Flowers could hurt them tomorrow with Baltimore. Flowers is doubtful officially for the game. But I would expect to see some more three linebacker sets, more base defense from the Bills because Dorian Williams has played well enough this year to earn those snaps. Matt Milano, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, both of whom did not play in that first Ravens game. Baylen Spector did. And, I mean, we've seen his issues with trying to keep up with teams and his abilities as a depth player. You have Bernard, you have Milano, you have Dorian Williams. I'd expect a little bit more base defense from them tomorrow. And that means that there's going to be a lot of focus on Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas on the outside. They're going to have to make sure that they keep things going. We've got full phone lines, and I will start cramming into those coming up next. So if you're on hold, stay there. We've got a whole nother hour here. Plenty of time for you. So if you're on hold, stay there, because we'll get to you on the other side of Sports Talk Saturday, hour number three, coming up next.